meg a Vaisnava Vaisnavi, meg a Vaisnava
specifically negative prana, that form prana sakata. In the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's explained, anamita charitra ta karunaya vitankalo, samapaitam nutujala rasa swabhati sri. Can everybody hear? Hari Ratan Sudha Juchi Kadava Samipitaha. Sudha, would I convey? So, this verse is explaining Anapita Charimcharat, that that which has been given for a very long time, Krishna becomes once in the day of Lord Brahma. In Vedic scriptures, it's explained that the day of Lord Brahma, it goes on for very long time, millions of years, 4,300,000,000 years to be exact. And after Krishna appears, advents, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also comes once every 4,300,000,000 years. And in that period, the different incarnations of God that come, they are giving love of God, but they're giving love of God to Narayan, where one can go to Vaikuntha. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Anamita Charincha Karunaya Vitanakolo, the age of Kali, he gives that which is not given, even by Narayan, and even when Krishna himself comes, he gives rarely, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving very, very freely. Samapayatam, unata dvalarasa swapati sim. Samapayatam, that he's bestowing this unata dvalarasa swapati sriyam, that he's giving the love of the residents of Vrindavan, the Vrishvasis. He's giving this Raj Prem. But more specifically, in Vrindavan, there are different levels of love of God. So to keep it simple, he's giving Madhuri Ras, which is the love of his topmost devotees, Swabhakti Sriyam, and more specifically, he's giving this Krishna prema, which is of the Madhuris. So, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he's come, and this incredible expertise was that he was able to come to the West, dealing with people who had no foundation at all in Krishna consciousness. And regardless of what type of situation he was in, he was able to inject Krishna consciousness to those people. In the 60s, he would go to Greenwich Village in New York City, where the young people would gather from all of America. And in a very simple way, sit down on the pavement and just chant Hare Krishna. And give very simple philosophy. But inject it within this simple philosophy of you're not this body, we're spirit soul, we have eternal relationship with Krishna. And we'll give out prasadam and have people chant Hare Krishna. But injected within this was this Vinota Dvalarasa Swabhakti Shiva. This move of love of God, which is the most highest. So, simply, Srila Bhakti Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he wrote hundreds of books. And in it, in these books, he explained the philosophy of Krishna consciousness very simply. But if one scrutinizingly analyzes these books, one will see that though superficially what he's presenting appears to be very simple, but actually it's very, very deep. It's stated that the Vedic scriptures, they're Ratna Dhamma. Ratna Dhamma means that they are an ocean of jewels. But if one wants to get the jewels which are there, then one has to go deep into the ocean. If one goes on the surface, then one will simply get fish. But if one... So, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he came to give jewels, priceless jewels of Krishna prema. But to get these jewels, then one has to go and hear from somebody who is in the simple succession and who is in the same mood Asipatipanta Samkhyopa. So this was his very unique contribution, that he could go and deal with so many different peoples of all different walks of life and present the most valuable thing, but present it in such a way that different people could digest. He has said that his books will be the law books for the next 10,000 years. So we see when we read his books, how he's presented the philosophy in such a digestible way that from the most elevated spiritualist to the most common person, that everyone can find something to take, to digest, and to help them in their spiritual life. So for this reason, Srila Asipatipanta Swami Prabhupada, he will remain renowned as the person who gets the credit for bringing Krishna consciousness, bringing the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the rest of the world. So I'll end there because time is short.
But also, Vishaka Vapsila, Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Goswami Prabhupada. Very renowned person, his name was Bhakti, Srila Bhakti Ratchak Siddhanta Maharaj. He also preached that we were in India, especially in America. I got that Gokulam Prabhu should give the gist and essence of his cause, how far is his mission to this world. Was it same or different from Swami?
Brought by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
He explained from the very basic elemental understanding of the philosophy, also an intermediate understanding, and also an advanced understanding of the same philosophy. Because in any field of knowledge, we see that there is beginning stage of knowledge, intermediate, and also very advanced in this material world, in any science or field, just like in mathematics. There's elementary, there's also advanced. So, the science which Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada brought to the Western world was a very broad and very great science with many aspects of knowledge incorporated within it. But to be introduced to this field of knowledge takes some orientation. So this orientation period went on for a good number of years while he was present on this planet. And over time, those who had become his followers became acquainted more and more with the science through the literatures that he wrote. So many different Vedic literatures he gave to the Western countries in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But many of the truths, many of the esoteric and spiritual truths which are there within these literatures are not that easy to penetrate. So after the disappearance of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, a good number of followers of his were feeling the necessity to have some further acquaintance with this science of knowledge. So they approached this great personality who at that time was very, very elderly, and he was nearly 90 years old and in somewhat of an invalid condition. And they approached him for giving instruction to them. And very kindly, for a period of 10 years, he distributed and unfolded the wonderful truths in such an eloquent, beautiful, and tasteful manner. And all of these have been recorded also, and also there are books which present his teachings. But actually his teachings are not different than the teachings which Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj gave, because they are from the same disciplic succession. This knowledge of Krishna consciousness has come down to us from a disciplic succession of spiritual masters, gurus, and disciples, which comes in a line over 5,000 years old. And particularly, this line is especially current from 500 years ago, when a great incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared on this earth. So from that time, there has been a very strong line of spiritual leaders, of spiritual masters, gurus, who have propounded these truths to the world. So, the truths which were explained by Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj were dealing with the subject matter of who God is, just as when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he explained, yes, there is a God, and this God, he is not unknown. He can be known. He has a name. He has a form. He has, just as we have form, he also has form. And he also has his place where he lives. He has his abode. He has his activities which he performs. And he also has so many associates that he lives with there. This realm is a transcendental spiritual realm which is beyond this material universe. In all religions, whether it be Hindu religion, Christian religion, Buddhist religion, all of them are trying to reach to this supreme being, and they are trying to conceive of his existence in that higher realm. But the specific esoteric information about the approach to that supreme being, that is the subject matter, that is the science. And why that supreme being is coming into this world to make himself manifest to us. So, to understand this esoteric science, it requires the guidance of an experienced personality, one who himself has realized these truths and is experiencing these truths. So, the message of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj initially is to give the process of Krishna consciousness, which is primarily centered on the practice of chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is the basis, and incorporated within this are so many practices and so many approaches to the Absolute Truth, which can bring one nearer, more and more close, more and more close. Because the Supreme God is a person, and He is a loving person. He is all love, actually. Whatever love we are seeking within this world is there within Him. And that love is a very inconceivable variety. It is described in the Vedas, raso vayisaha, rasa. This Sanskrit word, rasa, this is translated into English as mellow or taste, something which is very sweet and tasty, rasa. So there is a relationship with the Supreme Being that we can all have. But in this material world, we are missing this relationship. We are not feeling any connection with the Supreme Being. So He can be approached through the process of bhakti, devotional service, devotion to the Supreme Lord. So the higher aspects of this science can be understood and realized. Why this Godhead comes to this world for all the living beings? What is His intention by coming here? Yes, He wants to bring us back to Him. He wants to bring us back to His abode so that we can live eternally with Him, so that we can be eternally happy with Him. But to understand what is that position of happiness, how we will live with Him, how we will reciprocate with Him, that is a very great science. And this is the science which ultimately Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada came to the Western world to give. He did not come to give an elementary practice, some kind of theistic idea that yes, there is God. But He came to give a specific science, which is thousands of years old, which can teach us exactly how we can approach God, how we can fully realize our relationship with Him. So today, we are gathered here, and we have a very special opportunity, because such a personality of the same caliber as these two personalities I have been speaking about is present with us. He has also come from the same place. He is coming in the same line of disciple succession of gurus and teachers. And His message is basically the same message. But He has come at this point in time to actually try to give a further installment to those who are trying to make progress on the spiritual path. So we have the opportunity to hear from Him these wonderful, beautiful descriptions we have been hearing for the past few days here, and for another few days He will also be here. We invite you all to come and to take full advantage of His association, and by this process, hopefully, we can make some advancement in our Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Same
nature of the same greatness of these two personalities that have been present amongst us in our presence at this moment is a similar great personality of the same caliber, which is Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Swami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Although, as I thought before, I had no qualification, but whatever I understood, I'd like to say in a short time a few things. I understood that it is only possible to realize what is the mood and characteristic of a transcendental personality if one is also on that level. I am not on that level, so I don't know what was their inner mood, why they came in this world, what moved them to come. I only understand whatever is within my lineage, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, has come to benefit the whole world with love of Godhead, which is the universal principle beyond caste and creed. There is no influence within this pure universal love of mundane designations. Thank you. There is no dualities which are present in this principle of universal pure love. And we see that who has brought this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who has he designated so kindly to deliver this message? His very close followers, the six Goswamis, Brahmananda Rao, Saru Damodar, they all have given us so many wonderful teachings, and specifically the Srila Goswami has described the process of pure bhakti, anyabhilasita sunyam, yanakama yanabhidam, anukuryena krishna sivanam bhakti uttana. So, this pure bhakti, this is what our acharyas have come to bring, not any mundane conception. Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada did not come to the West to establish a society, or to create a situation for politics, or diplomacy, or diplomacy. That was not his intention. He came to the West to make us all happy. He would say, chant and be happy. So how we can become happy only if we learn to chant purely. And this has been given by us, to us by Sri Rupa Goswami and his followers. Before Swamiji came to the West, actually on his way to the West, many of you may recall this incident. He was praying to Sri Rupa Goswami, I do not know why I have come here, why Krishna has arranged this for me to come to the West. I am lame, I am insignificant, my health is so poor, I do not know what I can expect. All these people are completely submerged in material existence. Please, you have to help me, you have to tell me, inspire me, which words I should use to convince them of your message. And when he was in America, it took him, I think, 1 year of struggling before he was successful to attract the young people in New York. So he was definitely a representative and follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. Then, there is no doubt, in Bhagavad Gita, the first verse which we read in the invocation, Oma Jnana Kinnarandasya, Jnana Kinnarandasya, Chakshuram Vidhikamena Prasana Shri Kuridhyana. Right after that, the second verse, Shri Chaitanya Manavisham, Sapitanya Mutre, Sayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swapadati Kam. After Srila Swami Prabhupada was very fond of the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami, and he wants to present to the West, and he did us almost at once. He translated Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he had created and distributed all over. And none of this, when I read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I could not understand what was described there. I thought this is very interesting, but I cannot make any coherence what is exactly written here. And only by the other association of someone who has realized that knowledge, we can really enter. And in the beginning of that book, Srila Swami Maharaj says, so this is the science, the complete science of Bhakti Yoga. Another reference which I would like to make is Srila Srikar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Yoga Srikari Goswami Maharaj. In the last moments of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Swami
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada's presence on this planet, as I recall properly, he requested Srila Sridharmana to sing a particular song, which was Shirupana Nyarikala. And this shows again that all our acharyas who are coming from the disciple succession are very near and dear intimate associates and followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. Now Srila Maharaj has come from India to the Western countries again. Why, we may think, what is the need? And Srila Maharaj has often expressed that Srila Swami Maharaj came, and what did he do? He planted so many seeds. And as we understand by reading and hearing that Bhakti Yoga, devotional life, is a process, a very gradual process. Not that we overnight become pure devotees. It takes a very gradual process of feeding, watering, giving proper sunlight protection to the Bhakti Lata creeper. And how to do that? We need expert guidance from an expert gardener. And that is the son of realized pure devotee. In his absence, it becomes very dark and difficult to find how to process. So Srila Swami Prabhupada has given so many living entities the opportunity to take the holy names and become infused with the mood which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got, love of Godhead. And Srila Maharaj has come to water those same creepers so that they can become strong and they can produce wonderful fruits of love of Godhead. This is the same mission, the same philosophy, maybe a little different model, but the essence, the insight is exactly the same. So this is what I would like to convey to the public today. Thank you.
Now we are going to see a very beautiful song, like a Indian Vedic culture. Very good now. But before this, I am requesting Haridev Brahmachari to speak very briefly about this subject. That what is the fishing mission of all our classes in a very brief mission?
गुरवे गुरुचंद्राय राधिकाय तदावै कृष्णाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय First of all, I offer my respects for his intercession to my Divine Master and then to the rest of the devotees. As Sri Gurudev ordered me to speak something about this matter, we already heard so many things from the devotees that all our acharyas If we really want to achieve this goal, we will have to follow the instructions of Sri Guru Goswami. Utsaha Vishaya Dhyaya. We should always be enthusiastic to follow the instructions that we receive from our spiritual masters. And Vishaya have a strong determination that one day we will achieve it. And we are full of patience. So we are in this process. So I think one day, today, tomorrow, this ending of this life or next life, we will attain this goal because we have received the mercy or we have got the proper spiritual master who can lead us to the path of love and body. That's all. Hare Krishna.
Om Agyan Sri Ram Dasa the recover of Gurudev, is the reason which so many leaders in this world would have to know. And the one religion, it is called praying religion, praying Dharma. If we love God, then one day we have attained Krishna praying and we have been beyond desire, bargains, death, and sorrow and misery. And we attain service of Krishna praying Dharma in Dharma. So how we can get the report of Anand Gurudev? Then Guru has shown that Guru is dying. We have to surrender ourselves. Lotus feet are not like Krishna and Guru. Then we can attain this Krishna pain. How we can have no who is qualified? So who is expert about this? We have to go to him. Just like when we start in school, our teacher is teaching us A, B, C, D. If you ask your teacher, oh, this is not A, this is Z. This is not B, this is X. This is not C, this is A. Then you will have to learn it all over it. So, in order to surrender ourselves at first, look up the Gurudev, do not forget Gurudev. After that, you can attach into Sarvamsatre, consciousness. In this world, there is so many passages. And similarly, in Krishna consciousness, there are so many types to love Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are Santa, Dasa, Sarva, Bhaskar, and Madhu. Santa is coming by Dasa and Krishna is Bhaskar. We are in Sarvam. Krishna is friend, we are his friend, Sanghita. Krishna is our son, we are his friend, his friends are moved. And sweet move that Krishna is our beloved and our relation. So, Sri Gurudev came, Australia and our Lord is teaching, in the same philosophy, what Sri Gurudev Maharaj preached us before, and other Krishna Sakasam preached us before, through the same way of his service. Thank you all that you are hearing all this philosophy, and I hope that one day you can understand what is Krishna consciousness and Dharma, and we will establish in your life. Hare Krishna. Vandana, Gurudev, Vandana, Gurudev,
we have heard of many Krishna. One of the main things is, I think that time is also over. But I could speak couple of minutes, not so much. I was sitting there where we are came. In the house of Sri Vallabhapuram, about the teachings of Sri Ramanath Krishna. And in which I was today to explain about Guru Shiva. But before this, I want to say something. A reporter came in the morning and he asked, what is your mission to come in this eastern country? Are you different from the other religions here in Guangdong? I told him that God is one without second. He told truth. I told him that if there are so many religions and if there are so many gods, then they must have one themselves. If there are no more. But from the ancient history and the epics, Bible, Atma, or other books, we see that there is no one given so many gods, if gods have to be. Never any. Well, never any war, everything, and in this world, so many great wars are going on, but never war. I think there are too many dangers. I think also there are many wars, no war. But it is true that God is one without second. Also this truth. And there are so many of this truth included in that. How? Why they are not crying and yet they are not crying? I think this reason is that because except Krishna, all are selfish. Without hands and feet. They are shapeless. They are powerless. They are no hands to. All the seven. Only Krishna, the Supreme Partner, hands, mouth, and face, and everything. So, they could not fire me. Because they are shapeless. They cannot do any weapon or any part of bomb or anything. Also, they have no power to create bombs and anything. This is revolution. Or, one thing it may be, that often part of war is in this world. Sometimes, he comes in this world. In power. Sometimes he may send his representatives. Like, you have heard that Muhammad was a pet messenger of Prophet. Also, Isa was son of Jesus Christ. Like, Nishinthade, like Ramachandra, sometimes he sends his parts, like Ram, Nishinthade, sometimes his other manifestations. So, we see that all are one. God, Buddha are all manifestations of Krishna, or God Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Actually, one tattva. There are not so many. So, this higher personality of Godhead comes in so many shapes for the benefit of this whole world. To save this world, to support and nourish, and to bring them in proper line of love and affection. So that all can easily realize their own swarupa, identity and form. We should know it very vividly that we are now this space, this material body. We cannot take any part, anything from this world when we die. We'll have to teach this body. Also this mind will have to teach. So, but we are struggling all the topics. Material body, material happiness. By this, doing this, we can achieve peaceful peace in life and also happiness in this world and after this. Soul is eternal, God is eternal. So there is a relation between them, and that relation we have forgotten now. And we are now related to this body and mind. And they are actually doing everything for pleasure of this body. We are studying
we are becoming engineer, leader, scientist, businessman, we are managing. I mean, the people that were married, wife or husband, I mean, the early marriage, but never have been happy. We are not happy. We are collecting all these things for till we become old. We should be happy in our old age because we have collected so many things. But see that in old age we become full of diseases. We cannot fall. Hair becomes white. There are no teeth now. And we cannot fall. And one day, giving up all things, this body and everything. We don't know where we go, this soul. So great personality, like Acharya, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our Guru Dev, before that, the Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, so we be very happy and realize their soul and Krishna. He is so merciful. So in briefly, I can tell that if you remember him and pray him by chanting Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, you can easily overcome the great and extraordinary starting of this world. This world. And a real pure devotion and love for Godhead will come and then it will be perfect to be a mission for making the whole world happy. This was the mission of our four patriarchs. Consider that. My mission is to share. But how we can have this? But not that personally. What have to do? It has to grow, go straight. I want to explain one word, grow. In brief, who is Guru? Who is the spiritual master who has been realized. Who is he? What is soul? And why has he realized? The Supreme Path of the Godhead, and he has also realized the relation between them, that is love and affection. And by last, this, he has been renounced. I know I have an very worldly attachment. He can play a role of householder, no law. Like Jnana and like all other prajapatis. But they are very good. So in all ethics you have to be in the perfect. In the symptom. So here, he is telling to the Paramatma Buddha about Sadhguru. I'm going to give some examples for you. Perhaps you have heard Mahabharata story or seen in video television. There was a boy whose name was Ekalasya. Who went to Dronacharya, the receptor of Pandavas had gone. He was very expert in all kinds of knowledge, especially in Acharya. But also the best knowledgeable person. He had so much knowledge, spiritual knowledge. But he was especially so much expert in Acharya. That's why I went to
him
and prayed that I want to learn after this company. Please give me that. See if you talk. I can teach this knowledge to you. Why? He did not told me the reason, but he has his mind in thought that he is a very low class person. And he is not a good person. He is a very bad class person. And if I am giving this knowledge to him, he will ruin this whole world. They have no special problem. They have no good quality. He will destroy, he will ruin this whole world. So he rejected. But he went in the forest and made a moti, a statue of his Dronacharya, and began to learn after. And in few days, they come, they get started. One day, Dronacharya went to this forest with his expert disciples like Arjuna and Kausalya. He went in the same forest. There was a dog with him. Anyhow, he heard any voice and he began to bark. It was a very wonderful thing that in the second day of the dog was not barking. Why? Because most mouth was full of so many arrows at a time. And he could not bark. All that money. Oh, then expert question. Who is he? Then they went there and saw. Oh, there is a very long jewel. Long question. Black. But very old. And when they caught him, asking, Dronacharya, who are you? My name is Atla. What are you doing? I'm learning archery from you. Please, Guru, you are my Guru. You are expecting me, my Guru. Oh? And now you have a man expert in this archery, but you are not giving me dakshina. Dakshina? That is how money is happening. You are not getting any. So you must pay something. All of them. I can tell you, I am the lion. What you say? Walk. Then you have to give your right hand to now. Now. What is your feet? This huh? And he has to take his soul and trust him. Come and gave it. And satisfied. And second, come and he gave it. And this is whole festival. Some thought that it was a very high level of devotee and vision. But Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, so that you are not a pure disciple. It seems that you are from the eyes of worldly life, that you are a pure devotee. He can be anything, this make also. Actually, you are not a pure devotee, not even a devotee. Not you are a first class woman devotee also. He was all of this. He was a gentleman. To control and to defeat and to kill Arjuna and all others, he went to learn this archery. And at last we see in his life career, Krishna took his Sudarshan and killed him. Why? He began to fight with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wanted to kill all devotees in the whole world.
So Krishna and on so please, it doesn't happen. And so if you are any, then Guna Bhaktivati and disciple, Krishna has never said it. But now I see so many gurus have kept the disciples and echo of them. And they feel yes or no. We are not going to be a disciple like this. We should try to follow the words and words of our Guru Dev. So fulfill his inner goals, then we can be disciples. For 2 months, that is love and the service of Krishna, they want to offer to the Lord of Krishna. This is the actual symptom of any Guru Dev. We want to be to now we can come to the etiquette, Vedic case, we have here, there was a disciple named Arjuna. He came to Guru Dev to learn Brahma Vidya, knowledge of Brahma. Brahma Vidya. He offered himself a reverse pick up of Guru Dev. He told Guru Dev order that he used to stay for 25 years in my ashram and serve my family. But then there was very rainy day. So that rain was going on. And it was a very cold day. He told this disciple that in the midnight that at once he should go to my home. Then the rain is coming. I think it because pencil and to soft water, but it has been broken. So you should go and make it clean. So that water should not go in the soft water. Make that dog without any objection. So, in the cold night, in rain and winter, and even to collect some work and to make very beautiful tea. But it fell. It was also so cold that his body was becoming like snow. But yet, he had to follow his own word. At last, he slept there. Like a dog. Lying along there, well, that was it. And he took the water. And thus he became one. He did not return to his Guru home. All their bodies were in heaven. In the body, in the dawn, there was some darkness. And eventually they took him, a lamp, and went there. Oh, only when you are there to go. He was about to faint in his vision. But anyhow, in a very limp voice he told, Guru Dev, what are you doing? I am sitting here and lying down to protect the water, not to go out. Oh, come. Anyhow, he picked up. And he braced and told, and that are changing the disciple by the Guru. Now you are qualified to have Brahma Jnana from me, this knowledge, supreme knowledge from me. And that once he kept his hand on the head of that disciple, and he received all the, realized all kinds of Brahma Jnana. He began to see it in that Brahma. And in Brahma, that is this one. Certainly, very pure. But he received only Brahma Jnana. He was not perfect. Disciple. also we see here one, there was one more vision, and his name was Kumamanyu. But first class of vision. He also went to his Gurudev Bhavana Rishi, that I want to have Brahma Jnana, this very supreme knowledge. So I want this from you. I know that if anyone has this knowledge, perfect knowledge, he will be perfect soul, and he will realize this soul. And thus he will overcome from the days, births and sorrows and everything, all worldly things. Very easy. He will never die, he will never take birth. This is Gurudev also told. Be establishing like this person, and this would create like whole crowd everywhere. Understand? In order to create his crowds, and to protect him, and to subject him. He began to do this. One day he told that, my dear disciple, I see that you are very smart. So you say, in my ashram, I don't give you anything to eat, but I see that you are very smart. He told that. I raise your crowns, and sometimes when I am hungry, I take the milk of cows. Oh, this is my pain. Never. You should not do this. You should go and stop the cows. He went again, and after some days, he called him. He said, oh, I told you not to take milk from the cow, but yet you are fighting and very healthy, very healthy. How many? He told the Gurudev, when cows are grazing, they speak very efficiently. They chop some, they chew. And some will pour some corn crumbs in their mouth. I used to take from all of something coming and take. Then he said, oh, you are not doing well. You are not aware. You should not take all of this. But you have to serve. Go and serve the government, my orders, following my orders. After a moment, he again called that go up. And told, oh, yes, I see. What you are doing? You are doing still healthy? What you are doing? How you are doing? He told any slight man, but Gurudev told, you should not take anything from cows and serve. And after some days he came and returned. He called that disciple, and he came totally blind. He asked, my dear disciple, how he became blind? He told that to him, you turn not to take the form of God, not the nature of God, even anything from God. So I took a kind of plant, and that plant has come in his lips, some like milk, but it is poison, very big poison. And it is called Ayam in India. Also, I have seen so many plants here. If you break the lips, you see that milk is some. So I was doing that so, and I, my, they came in my eyes and they became totally blind. Now I fell in the Bible. But I'm, thank you much. I was alive in the house. You call them and came in the house. I don't know who took out of the Bible. and Gurudev kept his hand on me. Nothing. He had obeyed me. Now he got me. And any of that you can obey in future. What I want. So I gave this lesson. That all Brahma Vidya should come in your heart. And you can realize what is Brahma. And who are you? In this way, in ancient days, we see that several devotees have taught their devotees and they have received Brahma knowledge, which is very rare, which is very rare. But in India, we can see more high classes of devotees and disciples. Anyone slept and fell down? So, now they are coming down. We see Krishna and Sudama. The man who had a knowledge in the school of Sanjeevani Muni, in the forest. He never took anything from any disciple, but he has one rule and regulation that even a prince, a son of any king, and very poor person, they should come in one way, without suit, without umbrella, without any key, they should come in very ordinary way, simple way, and serve me, and they call my family. And then I will give this knowledge to them. Krishna put our friends there. You know perhaps this is true. They said, for so many days, one day, the wife of their Gurudev sent them in forest to collect some wood. But at once, when he gave storm, cyclone came, and there was a cool day, a very big shock, there were no many ways the resting to come out of that forest and be taken back. They collected a very
load
of wood. And they were sitting on their bed. Whole night they kept it on their bed. If they are coming, there will be more waves in water. And there was no way then to go. It was full of water. And in the full day, whole night they were standing. Nothing to eat, nothing to have. In the last, in the morning, 20% of
very highest thing in any way.
we got never end. And that is our Ramayana Shambhava. Saraswara Mahaprabhu. It's very rare in this world. Never anyone has taken Malish, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reflected this thing in the heart of, you know, Ramayana. He also went to pray at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave it to Rupa Goswami. And it is called Rupa Shiksha. He gave to Sanatana Goswami this Shiksha. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, Radha and Krishna Tanjuga. Then in the shape of Satyananda Gaudari and the real disciples that are Sanatana and all the Krishna, he gave this whole worship in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.